This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Takwir. Surah Al-Takwir is a Makki surah and it mentions the events of the Day of Judgment. Surah Al-Takwir and Surah Al-Infitar. Both of them, in fact many surahs of the 30 juz mention the events of the Day of Judgment. You will notice that the surah begins with the word Idha. And notice how many times the word Idha is repeated. Idha shamsu kuwirat, wa idha nujumun kadarat, wa idha jibalu suyirat. So many times Idha is mentioned. Idha, remember, it gives certainty to the occurrence of something. After Idha, verbs are mentioned and these verbs are of past tense. But it is the future that is being spoken about. So what does it mean then? That what is mentioned is so certain that it is as if it has already occurred. Surah Al-Takwir describes the greatest change that will occur in this universe. The most overwhelming and catastrophic change. Many changes occur on the earth. Buildings are built and then they're demolished. Glaciers form and then they melt. Lakes fill up and then they dry out. Forests grow and then they burn down. People inhabit places and then they abandon them. Earthquakes, they completely change the landscape. Seasons change. Many things change. But remember that none of these changes matter at all before the changes that will happen on the Day of Judgment. Because on that day, what will change? Everything. Everything will change. So when everything is going to change on the Day of Judgment, then the intelligent person is the one who prepares for it. He plans for that day. Just like at the end of summer, what do people do? They prepare for the winter. And if they don't, they're in denial, then what's going to happen? They're going to be unprepared for a very difficult time that's coming upon them. The Prophet ﷺ said that الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. The intelligent person is the one who prepares for what? For what is to come after death. The intelligent person is the one who prepares not for today, but for what? For tomorrow. Then are we intelligent according to this standard? Even in worldly terms, who is intelligent? The one who is ahead of others. He is prepared for the future. He has made his plans and he is already working for his future. Then the next intelligent person is who? The one who is just living in the moment. And who is completely unintelligent? The one who is dwelling in his past, miserable over it. Majority of mankind is where? They're just busy having fun in the present. They're just working on their present. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the Quran descriptions of the future. Why? Just to inform us? Is it? No. It is so that we prepare for the future. We get ready for it. This is similar to how if you're driving, you see certain signs on the road. You know that a certain exit is coming up. So what do you do? What do you do? You stay in the lane that you're in? No. You change your lane in advance so that by the time you reach the exit, you can actually take it. As you're driving, you see a warning sign, bridge coming ahead, or uphill, or downhill, or icy road, or whatever it is. No exit. Whatever sign it is, you pay attention to it. Why? So that you are ready for the change that is to come. So ayat in the Quran are also what? Warning. That do something to prepare for what is coming. Because if you don't, then you will find yourself in hardship. You will find yourself in difficulty. So what are the warning signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given? What are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of? What dangers are coming ahead? إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ إِذَا when الشَّمْسُ the sun كُوِّرَتْ it is wrapped up. When the sun will be wrapped up. كُوِّرَتْ is from the word تَكْوِير كَافْ وَاوْرَى and تَكْوِير is to fold and coil something around like a turban. Like a turban that a person takes a piece of cloth and then what do? They wrap it around their head. They coil it around their head. This is takweer. Before that, that piece of cloth was what? Open, long, spread out. But upon wearing it like a turban, what happened? It became small. It shrunk. In a dua, we learn, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'da al-kawr. That, oh Allah, I seek your protection from hawr ba'd al-kawr, after kawr. Kawr meaning after my affairs are wrapped up, as in they're in order. So I seek your protection that they become loose, they become dispersed. So, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ when the sun will be wrapped up. The sun, that is huge, will be wrapped up. What does it mean? That it will lose its light. The sun, if you think about it, it's much bigger than the earth. Its temperature is also very intense. So fierce is its heat that it can burn and destroy what is millions of miles away from it. But on that day, its heat, its fire, its light, its energy, its force, everything will be كُوِّرَتْ. It will be finished. It will be wrapped up. It will be closed. It will be put away. So what will happen then? Darkness everywhere. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, كُوِّرَتْ means أُظْلِمَتْ. The sun will lose its light. It will be folded away, put away, closed. Its light will go away. So if the sun's light is gone, then what about all those that depend on it for light, for life? All those that orbit around it, that are confined with it, what will happen to them? That is exactly what's mentioned in the next ayah. وَإِذَا النُّجُومٌ كَدَرَتْ and when the stars, plural of the word najm, the stars in كَدَرَتْ they fall dispersing. كُدْرَ كَافْ دَالْ رَى is when the color of something fades away. Basically, kudra is the opposite of safa. Safa, clarity. And kudra is when something is muddy, blurry, murky, meaning it's got some color but not really, nor is it completely clear. You understand? Inkidar also means to scatter. Now when something is concentrated in one place, its color is intense, it is bright. But when it is scattered, then what happens? The color fades away. So وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ when the sun will become dark, the stars too will lose their light. They will fade away. And the force that has bound together the sun and the rest of the planets and stars, when that force is destroyed, then what will happen to the stars? They will be scattered. Think about it, if there is a blackout for a few moments even, isn't it so distressing? Imagine if the sun and the stars lose their light, what will happen? If the sun is finished, what will happen to the earth? وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ and when the mountains are removed, سُيِّرَتْ from تَسْيِيرْ سِينْ يَارَى to cause something to move. So when the mountains are removed, when the mountains are set in motion, when they're dislocated, when they're moved from their places, when they're yanked out of the earth and moved. On the earth, of the biggest things are what? Mountains. Thousands of feet tall. Dense. Full from inside. Heavy. Solid. Firm. Well compacted. Mountain ranges. And think about what they're made of. Solid rock. Or other things which are so firm. But these mountains will be set in motion. They will be dislocated. Meaning, they will not remain. The sun will not remain. The mountains on the earth will not remain. They will break, they will crumble, they will fall apart. As we learned, they will appear like carded wool. فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. They will be like a mirage. Because the surface of the earth will be flattened. The entire geography will change. That is what will happen on the Day of Judgment. Because the mountains will no longer remain. If a glacier melts, what happens? Huge change. Imagine if there are no more mountains. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا and when الْعِشَارُ the full term pregnant she-camels. They are عُطِّلَتْ, they are abandoned. عِشَار is a plural of the word عُشْرَى عَيْن شِين رَى أَلِفْ Hamza, Ushra, or Ushara with a fatha on the sheen. And this refers to camels, she camels, female camels that are pregnant. But full term, meaning they're about to give birth any day, any moment. These camels are uttilat, they are neglected. Ayn ta lam, atala. Ta'atil, you may have heard of this term, ta'atil. What is ta'atil? To abandon something. To leave it alone. Pay attention to it, to not use it, to not care for it. So these camels will be deserted. They will be abandoned. Meaning their owners will leave them. A person will run away from his own mother and father. What will he care about these camels? Meaning these camels will have no value left on the Day of Judgment. And for the Arabs, the most precious possession, the most valuable possession was what? A camel that was in this state. Why? Because it's very vulnerable. And when it will give birth, then what does it mean? Their money, their property is going to increase. But these ishar will be abandoned on the Day of Judgment. They will have no worth left. All stocks will have zero value. Nothing will have any worth on the Day of Judgment. No one will care. And it happens even today. If there's an earthquake somewhere or a terrible incident somewhere, people just run away to save their lives. And what do they leave behind? What do they leave behind? Everything. They don't care about their precious belongings. They abandon them. You remember the wildfires that spread in Alberta recently? What happened over there? People abandoned their pets in their homes. Isn't it? Why? Because they had to run and save their own lives. So they left their own pets. They left their precious belongings. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. No one will care about the most precious, the most valuable things on that day. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ. And when the wild beasts حُشِرَتْ, they will all be gathered. وُحُوش, plural of the word وَحْش, wild animal. All wild animals will also be gathered. Because justice will be established. If you think about it, animals, why do they gather? In the hundreds, in the thousands, or in the millions, why do they gather? In great numbers. Why? When there is a very important matter. Like for instance, they will gather for the purpose of defense, for migration, for mating, basically when their existence is at threat. But on that day, wuhush, wild beasts, animals like lions and cheetahs, they will gather. They don't generally gather together. They live on their own. But on the Day of Judgment, even these animals will be so frightened that they will come together. There will be no creature except that it will be brought. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ And when the seas, سُجِّرَتْ They are filled with flame. Bihar, plural of the word bahr. سُجِّرَتْ تَسْجِيرْ سِينْ جِيمْ رَا To set something on fire. ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ To set something on fire. Seas will be set on fire. They will be filled with flame. How? What is there in seas, in oceans? It's water. How could water burn? If you think about it, water, what does it have? What is it made of? H2O, right? Hydrogen and oxygen. But burning, what is it? It's a reaction with oxygen. And this is why there's a question that why doesn't water burn? Go ahead. Yeah, that's true. That if the mountains have been removed, then what is beneath the earth? If there's lava, there's fire, and that's coming out. So what's going to happen to the water? It's going to finish. It's going to be burnt out. بِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ You know, it is said that water doesn't burn because in water, the oxygen and hydrogen have already burnt. So it cannot burn again. You understand? It cannot burn again because the oxygen and hydrogen has already burnt. But on that day, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ Water will burn. What kind of destruction is this at molecular level? What kind of change is this at molecular level? وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ Water sustains life. If all the water is burnt, then earth will no longer remain earth. It will no longer be what we know it to be. This is the scene of the Day of Judgment. The sun wrapped up, the stars scattered, mountains removed, riches deserted, animals gathered, water finished. If this is the case of big things, then what will happen to the small human being? وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ And when the souls will be paired, nufus, plural of the word nafs, and زُوِّجَتْ تَزْوِيج, to join in pairs. When the souls will be joined in pairs, what does this mean? That when the body and soul will be reunited, paired together. Because at the time of death, the soul and the body are separated. So on the Day of Judgment, they will be reunited, زُوِّجَتْ joined together again. Some have said that what this means is that people will be joined with their deeds. Right now we don't see a record. And others have said that nufus, similar souls, will be joined together. Meaning people will be divided into groups. There will be a group of those who refuse to pray. They will be with who? Fir'aun. Those who refuse to pray salah will be with who? Fir'aun. Because what is same? Pride. Nufus is a wijat. What is similar in these nufus is pride. So this pride will bring them together on the Day of Judgment. Some people, they will be brought together. Why? Because of their love for the sake of Allah. Because of their obedience to Allah. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ And when the girl who was buried alive, سُئِلَتْ, she will be asked. مَوْءُودَة, from the root letters waw, hamza, dal, wa'd. Wa'd is a burden. And مَوْءُودَة is the girl on whom a big burden is thrown. A big weight is thrown. And what is that weight? Mud. Mud. Meaning, a hole, a ditch is dug, and the girl is put inside, and then all that mud is poured on top of her, and it's too heavy for her. She cannot come out. This is Mawuda, the one who is buried alive. Su'ilat, she will be asked. What will she be asked? That بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ For which sin was she killed? She will be asked that why was she buried? What crime did she commit because of which she was buried? Did she commit a crime? An innocent baby or a little girl? What crime did she commit? Even if she committed a crime, it wouldn't be recorded for her. Why? Because they're innocent. A person is only held responsible after a certain age, and that is the age of maturity, puberty. So why will she be asked when she's innocent? She didn't commit a crime. Why? Because Allah will not even speak to the criminals. He will be so angry at them that He will not dignify their crimes with a question even. Instead, He will ask the victims. The criminals' mouths will be sealed. Their bodies will speak and their victims will speak. And from this we can do qiyas. We can understand that those who commit different types of crimes against the innocent, then the criminals will not be asked. It's the innocent who will be asked to speak on that day. Because what happens today? Victims are not even given a chance to speak. Isn't it? They're not even given the opportunity to speak for themselves, to defend themselves. And they're tortured, and they're abused, and they're hurt. And many times these victims are who? If you think about it, any society you go to, any place in the world you go to, who is it? It's women. They suffer domestic abuse, different types. So violence, different kinds of violence. Just the other day, I saw an image of a woman in Morocco. Her face was all bruised because of domestic violence. And basically the program was about how do you cover these bruises with makeup? Yes. This is coming on TV. If a person suffers some abuse, it's their fault. And they must do something. And usually women are put in a situation like that. That firstly, they are abused and then the blame is put on them. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ On that day, Allah will give the chance to the victims to speak, to defend themselves. And so many women are killed even though they're innocent. And not just women, men, children, entire populations are killed for crimes they have not committed. People in hospitals are killed. Hospitals are bombed. What crimes did they commit? In masjids, people are killed. There is mass shootings, bombings, and as the hour draws near, bloodshed will only increase. So much so that people who are killed don't even know why they are being killed. The day of judgment is the day of justice. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ Qais bin Asim Aman, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said that in the time of Jahiliyyah, I buried alive 8 daughters of mine. 8. So the Prophet ﷺ told him to give the ransom for every single murder that he committed. Murder is murder. Whether it is of an infant, a fetus, an adult, a woman, a man, child, it is a murder. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ And when the pages are made public, صُحُف, plural of صَحِيفَ, نُشِرَتْ نُون شِين رَا Unfolded, displayed, opened up. The book of deeds will be opened up. Right now, it's hidden. We don't even know what's written in there because we do things and we forget them. On that day, they will be made public. If you think about it, every person has two sides to their life. One is the apparent, the public, what others can see, what others know of. And the other side of their life is private, what they do in their own house, what they feel in their heart, how they deal with their family. Many people, their lives are like an open book, or so they claim. That I am in public what I am in private. I don't hide anything. But no matter how much a person claims that they're very open, there's still something about them that is a secret to them only. What do we learn? On the day of judgment, nothing will remain private. Because the book of deeds will be made public. And if a person's email or certain emails they have sent or received, if they're made public, or certain messages, then isn't that a source of embarrassment? I mean, we see this. If certain emails are leaked, certain pictures are leaked, people hack into other people's accounts, access their pictures, access their emails, and then they leak them. Then what happens? It's embarrassing.